Hello, everybody. Welcome to a live show of First Ring Daily, where Paul has just realized that his house is about to get a foot of snow, or maybe ice, or maybe rain.
Yeah, it's literally 1.28 inches of rain to 10 to 12 inches of snow, depending on who you talk to.
Yeah.
And by the way, when we talked about this, talked about weather the last time, whenever that was, it was with regards to the small thing we got last night, which we did.
Mm-hmm.
Dusting under an inch, you know?
Yeah.
This was not even on the forecast. This was not a thing. And then the ensuing 24 or 48 hours, whatever.
Yeah.
Has been an up and down nightmare of possibilities.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I hope you enjoy whatever's about to be decimated upon your property. Maybe it'll fix your hue lights.
Oh, okay. Here's a new date. No, you may be able to help with this because, I think a fresh mind on this might help.
Okay.
We're watching we finally caught up on Homeland last night. Terrible mm-hmm. show. Do not watch Homeland. It's awful. But we finally watched the last episode of the most recent season and then just hated ourselves for about an hour after it. While we're watching the show, it's 9:45 p.m. and the lights change to red and green. And my wife looks at me and she goes, "This is exactly the same time this happened yesterday." And I'm like, I think you're right. And the only other thing I can think of that happens on a schedule like that
mm-hmm.
is the scene in the Amityville Horror where the guy wakes up at 3:15 in the morning every night. It's exactly the same time. And then everyone dies. No, actually, they escaped the house, didn't they? But that's when all the bad stuff happened. Always at the same time. No? My daughter thinks the house is haunted. She might have a point.
Maybe she's right. Maybe you should just move.
I think we should get rid of the dog and see if that helps. Scientific method, Brad. I don't know.
Yeah. I was trying to look. There we go. Paul, we have exciting news.
Okay.
Through no other reason other than my laziness. We can now broadcast this to YouTube Live and Facebook at the same time. We could do Mixer, really? Twitch, and basically whatever my broadband connection will support. But you could go to Facebook.
I think we should pump it out to everything.
Yeah, because I don't do anything else during the day except set up live streams.
You know, we all have a role to play.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for you to figure out what yours is. Anyways. So we all woke up this morning, and there was some interesting news. There was a press event that didn't invite a lot of people to, probably because they would have asked critical questions or needing right. questions or whatever. But as you can see here from this very famous boxing image, we have Muhammad Ali down here. We have Cortana up here. And Satya Nadella basically came out and said, hey, our previous strategy with Cortana, it's not really working. We don't really think we can make smart speakers. And we don't really have a great future, and we don't think we can compete against Amazon and Google, essentially. And here we are.
Yeah, I mean, there are going to be a lot of people that are going to pretend that this isn't big news by claiming that this was happening for years and this is obvious. And yeah, sure. But, you know, when the CEO of Microsoft comes out and explicitly says, we are not going to participate in this market except behind mm-hmm. the scenes, you know. Sorry, but that's incredibly big news. And you're right, those people who believe that, this has been telegraphed in a way. I keep telling the story. Brad and I going to CES 2 years ago, talking to Ryan Gavin. We have a strategy, write this big article, here's the future. A year goes by, nothing happens. I think last year, Neil Wynn went and talked to not Ryan Gavin, but someone else from Cortana, because no one ever stays in Cortana, by the way. That's one of the constants of that group.
But yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So they got the exact same story. It was, to the letter, you know, same story. Oh, everything's fine, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
And, we've seen exactly one smart speaker. And then these other two are taken off. So, yes, I mean, this is what's happening. But here's my thing. The problem I have with this is when Microsoft killed Windows Phone, one mm-hmm. of the narratives that Microsoft created was, look, yes, we missed this wave. It is our job to make sure we don't miss the next wave.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the next wave. And that's the thing. Like that conversation, that statement by Terry Myerson, I guess, or if it was, we heard it from Frank Schar as well, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The Microsoft official line touched off a big discussion at that time, a couple of years, this is 3 years ago now, 3.5 years ago. Well, okay, what is the next wave? You know, we kind of went back and forth on different things. I had said things at the time like, look, mixed reality is not the next wave. It's not a wave. It's a it's a thing that latches onto other waves. And I eventually came to the determination, I don't think anyone could disagree with this, that ambient computing, these digital assistants, smart speakers, and so forth, is the next wave of computing. Mm-hmm. And when both Alexa and Google Assistant had huge presences at CES, both companies released numbers. I said, well, this is what proves it. And these devices, right? It's not like there are going to be more smart speakers than there are smartphones, but rather that there are going to be far more entry points for these digital assistants in everyone's lives than there are smartphones. And what I mean by that is like you in your home, Brad, mm-hmm. with whatever devices you may have, you have a phone, you have a smart speaker, you might have a screen, you'll have all these different devices that you can talk to your assistant from. It's not a one-to-one relationship. That's how it gets bigger. And the potential here is humongous. And what Microsoft is saying is, we missed this one too. And to be fair, just to really kind of wrap this up, sorry. They're not necessarily missing it explicitly because they are intending to have a presence on the back end where you won't see them, right? So we used the BMW example the other day. Cortana is the assistant technology that powers BMW's whatever they call their assistant. Hopefully it's called Bavaria Bob or something stupid like that. But whatever it is, it's actually.
Hold on. Bavaria.
Yeah, it'd probably be a more Germanic name than that. But anyway, whatever it is, and that's the role that Cortana will play. And we see a preview of how it could work everywhere through the Alexa integration they're doing. Mm-hmm. Nadella wants to work with Google on Google Assistant integration. Never going to happen, but whatever. And this week we saw them separate it from the taskbar, which tells you internally they've known this for a long time. You know, they're preparing for this future. And I think we talked about this, plug in different assistants into Windows 10. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, it's over. And your image is quite apt.
I spent many minutes researching and yep. poorly cropping out an invoke. But, yeah. It's not going to make a lot of people happy, but I can't imagine anyone's too, unlike the Lumias, financially, people shouldn't hopefully be too invested in this. I guess the deepest you could be would maybe be buying an Invoke and that thermostat.
Well, but the thermostat runs other assistants, right?
That is true.
And one of the nice things about the assistants is that they're not particularly sticky. And so, yes, if you bought a smart speaker, those are generally speaking, especially if they're a first-party device, only going to work with the one assistant. So if you have a bunch of Google stuff in your house or a bunch of Echo stuff in your house, yes, you would have to replace those. But as far as the stuff that matters, because you may have one or two speakers in your house, right? But you're going to have dozens, potentially hundreds, maybe eventually, of devices that can interact with those things. Those will always work with everything. Well, except Cortana. Sorry. Well, they'll always work with the popular ones, right? Yeah. So switching to the Google, Amazon, whatever, it's not hard. And that's the nice thing. It's not, God, I've been using Windows forever and now I want to use a Mac, but all my software runs on Windows. Or I've been using iOS forever and I spent $1,000 in the App Store and now I don't want to have to replace all my apps on Android. It's going to be expensive. It's not like that. Like everything you have is going to work. So that I think that helps soften the blow a little bit.
Yeah, I think it does too. And we will see how they continue to push down this route. But the important thing for Microsoft is they already figured out how to make money with Cortana. So it's not like this is some sort of lost effort. It's just the money is not coming from the consumer, which is where they haven't made most of their money for their entire existence, other than really Xbox.
Yeah, I mean, two things to that. It shouldn't surprise anybody. Well, this is nice, right? So there is a future for Cortana that does feature into that thing that people have generally said is the future of Microsoft, right? The enterprise cloud computing stuff. And so it doesn't just go away like Windows Phone did. And so hooray for Microsoft, whatever. As consumers, though, that doesn't really help us. And this is yet another in a long line of consumer defeats. It is very interesting to me at that same event where Satya Nadella talked about Cortana changing dramatically. He also mentioned the possibility of a Microsoft 365, which is another thing we've been talking about, writing about. It's been rumored for a while. And he mentioned that, I don't remember the exact quote, but it was like, you know, we used to be kind of really big on consumer, and then we went kind of big too far in the other direction, and now we're going to come around again. And it's like, dude, you can't just kill a consumer product and then claim you're making a big consumer push. Like, it's a little off. And so I think what you said is correct. The big push on consumer is going to be, well, twofold. The Xbox stuff, gaming, which they see as huge, future potential. And then really, it's just, it sounds like, unfortunately, it's going to be a rebranding of Office 365, which is consistent with other rebrandings that Microsoft has done, where they take away the Surface brand, they take away the Windows brand, and now maybe they're taking away the Office brand in lieu of using the Microsoft brand. So we have been sitting here like, well, what could a Microsoft 365 for consumers look like? Obviously, it would include Office 365. Would it include Windows XP Pro or Windows XP whatever? Windows XP, Windows 10 Pro, whatever.
It's a tough day.
I know. It's a lot going on. Would it include any kind of management stuff, like up in the cloud? Would it include any Xbox stuff? That's kind of interesting, like Xbox Live Gold, Xbox Game Pass, you know, very interesting. What if it's just Office 365 with a new name? And
yeah,
that might be what it is. And that's a little disappointing. It also undercuts his comments about now we're going to tilt back in the other direction on consumer. It's like, no, you know, you're just changing the name of this thing. So hopefully it's more than that.
I could see them doing something dumb, like calling it it's not Office 365, Paul. It's Microsoft 365. And what we're going to include for free is an Outlook.com email address, the Android launcher.
Everything
else that's free. And they just toss it in there and they make it. So now it's Microsoft 365.
Well, are things like OneDrive Consumer and Skype really Office anyway? I mean, you could kind of make the case that these things are kind of cross Microsoft as it is. You and I have both complained about the fact that you can't get a terabyte of storage on OneDrive. The best you can do is to get Office 365 Home or Personal.
Yep.
Well, what if there were tiers now and you could get more storage, right? Even though we changed the name or whatever, but you could enhance a couple of the capabilities and make that very worthwhile. Like, that's something I would pay for. In fact, I'm pretty much at the point where I almost need it, you know? And I definitely don't want to go to Google, but you got to say you can get whatever you want from Google with regards to storage.
Yeah, as long as you sacrifice. Well, I guess you don't have to sacrifice your dignity on the storage side.
That's right. Trusting Google is another story, but sure.
That it is. Much like trusting the weatherman, or weather person, I should say, could be female.
Right.
It's And then the other thing, which Mehdi is going to win the award for the best meme picture on Therat ever.
Do you have it to put up?
I should. Well,
it's a good one.
See, this is what
I was actually pretty proud of my Cortana. She's dead, Jim. Photo as well, by the way.
There we go.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's just something excellent. That is literally representative of the existing Windows Phone user base.
Oh my God.
And it's like these guys who like come out of the woodwork anytime there's any mention of Windows Phone or Windows 10 Mobile, whatever, just to alert the world. I use it every day and it does everything I need. I love it. And I am not switching to Android anytime soon. I don't care what they do with support. It's like, well, obviously you've been using it. They haven't supported it for years. Not in any meaningful way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel bad for these guys.
Yeah. So that's
it's beautiful.
Microsoft has, I think, penned their last post on that. And it was a service bulletin or whatever update that says, hey, after December of 2019.
We're not talking about this.
You don't need to run Windows Update anymore. It's
they should just take it away. Just remove it. That'll be the final update. We'll remove it from
well, I mean, if you even look at their posts, they explicitly tell you to go buy an iPhone or an Android device.
Well, yeah, by the way, I mean, right. And this is my point, you know, like every time we mention, you know, Mehdi said to me this morning, should I write this up? And I was like, yes. But understand that we're going to hear from every single person still running Windows Phone. And we have, right? It's happened. And I always reply to at least one of them and say, it's important for me to understand that you understand that I don't care if you're running this thing. I don't want to hear about it. It's just oppressive, you know. It's just this kind of I get it. You're digging your heels in. I just don't. It's over. It's been over for 3.5 years. Like I don't know what to say to these people anymore. It's ridiculous. But they always feel the need to inform you that it's great. It's yep. like, guys, it hasn't been better than Android or iOS for like 5 or 6 years. You got to get over this. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's.
I know.
It took down Cortana. It took down basically Live Tiles.
Yeah, but at least they got the wearables thing. You know, that's going gangbusters. Oops. What wave haven't they missed? Let's make this a shorter conversation. When was the last wave they hit? Was it personal computing in 1991? Was that their last win? I mean, consumer-wise, you know?
Xbox, I think, would probably be it.
Okay, there you go. There you go. We bring it into the 21st century almost. Yeah. 2000.
Because, sure. I mean, Surface, in some respects, you could argue that it is consumer, but we know that a lot of their sales, and I can't remember the percentage off the top of my head, is actually enterprise. I mean, it was enterprise sales that saved the brand, so.
Yeah, and it's also a premium brand, which puts it out of touch for most normal consumers, so. Yeah, I mean, sure, it's aspirational for consumers, absolutely. Beautiful machines. I'm not dumping on, so I love Surface, but I don't know. It's not a big business.
Maybe you could maybe the ergonomic keyboards.
Right, I do use a Microsoft ergonomic keyboard. I've got
good news for you, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're making a new one.
Oh, they are. I saw something about this.
Yeah,
that's true.
Where'd
you hear this? Well, people. I don't mean say the guy's name. I mean, so you heard it.
So I've known about this for a couple of weeks. I mean, they're building one. I don't know when it's coming out, but it's on the roadmap to refresh that thing.
Maybe I saw it through something you showed me, because I did see something about, yes, new generation ergonomic keyboard and mouse. Yeah.
Yeah. So anybody who's been holding out for that one.
Well, I've been holding out for the new Elite Xbox controller, Brad. When's that going to happen?
That's the one that stings, because that's like, that's the thing that I really want. And unfortunately, I haven't seen anything about its release. I'm not saying it's not happening, but.
So I haven't either, right? Since we heard stuff about it, I think it was last September or something, a long time ago. But I did see something. And again, this is not from a source. This was online somewhere. But there was a story saying that Microsoft was working on a new generation Xbox One controller. And this would be roughly the third gen version, I guess, the third major version for the Xbox One. And if that's true, you could make the argument that they're waiting on that, right? Because we wondered why they haven't released a new version. That part of the rationale for it would be for it to be the second gen hardware, where you get better Bluetooth connectivity, you get the built-in headphone jack, and the wireless connectivity for the native Xbox protocol, whatever that is also better.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's because there's a third gen version coming. So maybe it's a little bit like HoloLens. They're skipping one to be completely up to date. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that'll be interesting to see next month. So there's still good stuff on the horizon. It's just, I feel like they're maybe cleaning up a little bit here in the first month of.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. 2 years ago. Seriously, like 2 years ago this week, we sat in a room with a guy we know and trust and like. We kind of wondered how he ended up at Cortana. Like, was he getting punished or what that was all about? And, you know, we heard a lot of stuff about everything they were going to do. And flash forward, you know, there's been a lot of this stuff, I would say, in my career covering Microsoft, unfortunately. And you know, you see people talk, like, for example, one thing you hear a lot out in the world is, why would I trust Google? They always kill the services I love, right? And they can point to things like, Google Reader or whatever, you know, Google Inbox is a great example. Right. But, you know, Microsoft has been doing it too a lot. Yep. And you can go back to Media Center and Portable Media Center and Zune, and the list kind of goes on and on and on. It's tough.
Yeah. And the thing is Cortana will live on. Like, it's not there. They're not going to just kill it. I mean, there's no overhead for Cortana. It's just.
Yeah,
it's just a byproduct of their AI research, essentially.
Yeah, it's right. I mean, I think the failing of Cortana is just it's like an entry point to their back end services, which are going nowhere. And in fact, still remain an advantage that Microsoft has. I've always said this. They're only one of a handful of companies. Google's another one. I don't think Amazon's quite there, although given all the work they've done with Alexa, I'm obviously wrong on that. IBM maybe is sort of in this list, and certainly the way Microsoft does things, IBM would be a competitor, where what you're competing for is not a user in a Best Buy looking at a little device, but rather a big company wanting to implement this at scale so they can deliver something to their customers.
Right.
That will be branded something completely different, like the Bavaria Bob thing I was talking about, which I still think is an excellent name, by the way.
I don't know if I agree with that, but we will move on.
but, you know, whatever. So, but, you know, but this is the same issue I have personally with a lot of the Microsoft stuff these days, which is like, look, I don't wish the company ill. I want it to be successful. I trust them. I think it's a great company. But they keep chopping away at the side of the company I care about. They keep bundling and piling on the other side. And the fact that they've made a success story out of something that should have been gangbusters on client and never was, and they're going to make it work to, for companies I couldn't care less about, is like, hooray. You know, it's kind of a, I don't know what you call that. It's just, you know, it's like you stop going out with a girlfriend and you're happy to find out she's moved on, and you feel kind of good for her, but yet you still kind of, it kind of bugs you a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. I don't know what to compare it to.
I don't know. The only other thing I got is I downloaded a new game, which I'll see how long I play it.
Right. I saw this.
Yeah. So, as much as I love flying, I figured why not get a flying game. It's called Ace Combat 7, and I played a little bit of it. I started playing this game, I was like, damn it, I should have got this thing on the PC and see if it has the headset, because that...
So that I didn't look this up, but when I saw the name of the game, it seemed like something from the past. Like, this looked like a game, like a Sierra Online game from the 1990s or something like that. What I mean? Like, what is this thing?
It's Ace Combat 7. So it has been around, the brand and franchise. It's basically an arcade flying game with military planes.
Like, do you know who makes it? Like, what's the company?
Ace Combat?
No, I mean, right. I mean, it's, in other words, it's not like Activision or EA.
It's Konami or Bob's, somebody?
Bavarian Bob Software Company from Germany.
Bandai Namco or whatever it is.
Really? Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like the arcade company from the 70s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, it's whatever.
It's amazing. Okay. Anyway, it's good. It's
crap. I don't know. I'm only two levels in, but I mean, it's an arcade style flying game. Like, it's not a flight sim. Mm-hmm. So it's, you just get in a jet and you fly around and just drop bombs on people.
Yeah. So in other words, Call of Duty is also not a war sim. It's a fun game.
Yeah. So, it's basically the Call of Duty of flying, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah. You got anything else for this wintry weather storm front day?
We talked about this. I don't think we talked about it in the podcast, but I did just ship the packages for all of the Microsoft giveaway stuff, right? So for the 12 people who won either a Surface Go or a Surface headphone or one of those ugly Microsoft Windows sweaters. I did bring that stuff to... I didn't talk about this on the show, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I did bring it to FedEx, all of it to FedEx today. It took, you know, all week because I'm lazy and terrible. But I will this afternoon... this is going to be arduous. You got to... Let me see if I can... This is the receipt for the shipping. So as you can see, it kind of goes on. But,
wow.
You know, every person gets a... a tracking number, I guess. And so I don't think it says on here. Yeah. Most of this stuff, I'm shipping it ground, but depending on where you are, you're going to get it in 2 days. So trying to figure out, I think I might try to scan this in. I don't want to like type the tracking number by hand and miss a number or something, but this, and plus there's 12 of them. But anyway, I will alert the winners via email, and I will figure out a way to get you your tracking numbers so you can understand when it's going to arrive. But anyway, I did do that.
Here's a question I should ask you off air, but I'm going to ask you on air.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any of those mixed reality headsets?
Yes. Do you want one?
Yeah, I kind of do. Well, yeah, somebody, Jamie in the chat room just says, Brad, you should try Aces High on the PC if you haven't. It does have VR functionality. Not a bad game to go fly and do all that stuff.
I actually, VR flights, that might be very, that might be good.
Yeah.
I one of the things I've been working on that I haven't really talked about is decluttering all the stuff that I brought with us from Boston and has been sitting in my basement for a year and a half almost. So last weekend I went through, I have to do a second sweep, but you probably do the same thing. I have all the empty boxes from all the computers and other electronics that we keep, you know, we have. And so sometimes I have to go through them because it's like a thing. I'm never going to need the box. And so I kind of did a sweep. And when I did that, I did happen to notice I do have a second Windows Mixed Reality headset if you want it. Yeah,
that's yeah. Fine. I will. I would say I'd drive up there this weekend to grab it.
But, no, this weekend would not be the best time.
Yeah, I might need the snowshoes.
No, I could do that. I mean, it will take me 2 weeks to get it to FedEx. But yeah, I will. I can break that up for sure.
Yeah, I mean, or you could go there for the third time today.
Probably not today. I'm done leaving the house today.
I don't blame me on that one. All right, you got anything else, Mr. FedEx? Bavarian Bob?
No, well, only one thing. If anyone who's a premium member is waiting for Ask Paul, I usually get that done before lunchtime, but because I was out all morning doing the FedEx stuff, I'm going to start writing that after the podcast. So it's probably going to be mid to late afternoon before that goes up, but I will have that. I will have that done today as well. Anything for you other than snow preparation and trying to calm your daughter down because it's going to be so awesome this weekend?
Yeah, that's the problem. Well, she woke up this morning and we built 3 snowmen and a snow dog last time. And like they are all melted and into like falling over. And she's sure. like, they look so sad.
How did you even build them? Didn't you get like an inch of snow?
No. Well, on Saturday we got about 2 inches. And then the following day we got like 4 inches more. So we ended up having about 6 inches on the ground.
Oh, that's good.
Plenty. Yeah. It's just enough to be like you can play in it.
But for her, that's like a foot and a half of snow.
Well, for the dog, too. The dog needs like a snorkel kit like to walk through the front yard.
Right.
So, cool. Yeah. All right, folks. So that wraps it up for today. That was another successful week or something like that of First Ring Daily. We will be back. We should be back tomorrow. Back, I don't know, as long as Paul doesn't get taken out by the snowpocalypse. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend, and we'll catch you right back here next time.